Let's please start the recording and start the interpretation, of course. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the second webinar in preparation for the General Assembly and FRLO activities at ICANN 59 in Johannesburg, taking place on Monday, 22nd of May 2017 at 1700 UTC. We'll not be doing a roll call as it's a webinar, but if I could please remind all participants on the phone bridge as well as computers to please mute your speakers and microphones when not speaking. Please don't forget to state your name before speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other language channels. We have English and French interpretation. Thank you all for joining. I'll now turn it over to Tijani Benjema. Over to you, Tijani. Thank you very much.
Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Yeshim. I'm sorry, Aziz could not join us today. He is not here to present this webinar, but since he's not here, I'm going to take care of it myself. This is the second webinar in a series of three webinars we've decided to have before the Johannesburg meeting in order to prepare our ALSs, meaning you, for the training sessions that we will be holding in Johannesburg and in order to prepare you for every event that will be held in Johannesburg. The first webinar dealt with an introduction of ICANN, of AdLarge, of ICANN's activities, and of its mission. And then we've also dealt with AdLarge and what it does. That was the first webinar. Today's webinar, which is the second one, will deal with AFRLO's activities during the ICANN 59 meeting in Johannesburg. To do so, I will try and give you as much information as possible so as to let you know what you will be doing there, what you will be hearing there, and to give you an idea of what our organization will be at Johannesburg. Now, having introduced the purpose of the call, I'm now going to move on to item number 3 in the agenda, which is to introduce AFRLO's activities at ICANN 59 in Johannesburg. As you see on the screen, we have shared with you the agenda of today's webinar. And so, in Johannesburg, there will be a number of activities. And I'll start by explaining the aspects specifically related to what I think is paramount to your participation in Johannesburg, which is capacity building. So I would like the interpreters to please say capacity building in English. This is a series of training sessions that we will be holding in Johannesburg. They will be held on a daily basis, and we will discuss 4 subjects. We only have 4 days, so there will be 4 sessions, during which we will be dealing with 4 subjects, the first of which is how to participate in the capacity in the policy development process. So how to participate in the policy development process for domain names. And then the second day, we're going to discuss the update for security trends impacting registrants and end users. Then on day number 3, we will discuss on the development of an at-large statement. And then the last subject will be the ICANN Empowered Community. I'm not sure how to translate into French, but this is the empowered community within ICANN, which you might have heard of ever since the transition. Now, ever since the transition, the community has had more power, so it's empowered. It has an actual power over everything that happens within ICANN, over everything that goes on at ICANN. So this subject, this workshop will deal with what the empowered community is. The idea is to give you a more clear idea of what ICANN will be following the transition, following the transfer. Now, I think that is what's most important to you, as it will give you the chance to, if you will, we didn't want to organize sessions on what ICANN is, what At Large is, what the GNSO is, etc. That is something we've already covered during our webinars, because we would like to seize your presence at an ICANN meeting to discuss real subjects of interest, not procedural issues or discussions on the structure of ICANN. We wanted to deal with the contents of what goes on at the organization. So I think this part of the program will truly be of interest to you. Will empower you to truly participate at ICANN. Hold on. I could now... present in greater depth the first training session, which will be held on the first day at lunch. We will have 1 hour during which you will have lunch as we go on working. You will have a seat at the table, and the idea is to have a working lunch, so we will be working as we eat. Based on my experience, I'll say men can only do one thing at once properly. We can do more than one thing, but not with the same level of concentration. So I would like to ask you to come early. We're going to start at 12:05, so I'm going to ask you to be there at noon, at the dot of the hour. Come, take a lunch, one of the lunches that will have been served, so that we can take 5 minutes for you to grab one lunchbox and then sit down on the table and be ready to start by 12:05. Our two other sessions will be held at 8 a.m. in the morning. So 8 a.m. is 8 sharp, because if you come there at 8:15, you will already have missed 15 minutes for the training session. And given that we will only have 1 hour per day, I'm going to insist on this. I would like you to be there at 8 a.m., 8 o'clock. So that will give us an hour over which we'll discuss the entire subject. Our sessions will consist of presentations by people. You will sit there, look and listen. And then we're going to have interactive sessions. The idea is not to have you just sit there, look and listen, but to have you participate. So you will have a chance to intervene and participate at the session. You're not just going to witness the session, but you're going to be active participants. That's our idea. So on days 2 and 3, we're going to meet from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's Tuesday and Wednesday. And as for Thursday, we're going to meet in the morning. Hold on. That's not right. On Thursday, let me open the agenda. Our sessions will be from 8 to 9 a.m. or during lunchtime. Now, let's deal with our second activity that we will be having in Johannesburg, which is AFLO's General Assembly.
AFLO's General Assembly will occur on Wednesday. All of the names are links, and you can click on them, and it will lead you to the General Assembly. If you go to that General Assembly page, there are two parts, two sections. So first of all, the first section is the welcome section. With introductions. So Aziz will begin with 5 minutes of introduction as the president of AFRALO, as the chair of AFRALO, and then we will have our guest speaker, the ICANN CEO, who also will have 5 minutes to give a little speech. After him, there will be an opening address by Alan Greenberg, who is the chair of ALAC. And then a series of introductory addresses. I will speak for 5 minutes, then Fatimata, who used to be chair of EFRA, will also speak, and then Mohamed al-Bashir, who is the vice chair and the newly selected chair of EFRA, will also have 5 minutes to speak. And then there will be a report done by Aziz, which will basically cover London to Johannesburg, because London was the last time that we had our General Assembly, our face-to-face General Assembly. So from London to Johannesburg, this will be an update by Aziz. And then if people wish to do so, there will be an opportunity to discuss these topics. Then we will have a short coffee break, and we will meet again for items for discussion. We will actually have an hour and 25 minutes for that. So any topic that needs to be discussed, but most importantly, the AFRALO Operating Principles Review. This is something that we are currently working on. We are trying to move forward. However, we are not really doing very well because people are not participating. People do not come when they are invited to come and participate for teleconferences. Just today we had to cancel our call because I was the only one on the call with Sarah. So I hope that we will be able to have more participants who get involved, because the idea is to have a proposition for AFRALO. We need to be able to discuss, to amend, and then to adopt, hopefully. Second topic that we will discuss, the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program. We actually changed the name of that program. The real name is CROP, but at this point, I guess we dropped one of the P's because it is not a pilot program anymore. So now it is only the Community Regional Outreach Program. That's it, the CROP. We will talk about it because I think that now we are in our third or fourth year of this program, and so we need to evaluate the results and figure out what we can do to improve in the future. As far as this CROP program, it is only possible if we already have an outreach policy within AFRALO. And so every year we have our strategy that we set up. And so because we will meet face-to-face this year, we will talk about our outreach strategy for the next fiscal year. Then we will talk about the challenges for AFRALO, meaning how to improve the AFRALO ALS's participation within AFRALO. And Mohamed al-Bashir, as new chair of AFRALO, will address this topic. And then we will end with any other business as usual. So this is the proposal for our General Assembly. The third activity that I wanted to present here is engagement of the local community. We are pioneers in this area. This is something that we already did in Marrakesh. We did it even before that. we did it in Durban. In Durban, we invited civil society organizations, different persons from the universities, different students to come to the meeting. The idea was to make them aware, to introduce them to the world of ICANN. So, of course, we invited people who are already aware, who know a little bit about the world of ICANN through their involvement in the world of the Internet, but it was very successful. We already have two ALSs that joined us following that initiative, and there is another person who is very connected, very involved with us. She's not part of an ALS, but she's very involved in AFRELU. This is something that we did again in Marrakesh with great success. We went into a university and we tried to start a dialogue with the students. The amphitheater was full. We went and did an introduction on ICANN, on the Internet, and then we gave people the floor. They asked many questions, very good, pertinent questions. I was actually quite amazed by the level of the questions and by how precise the questions were. Excuse me, there is an issue with a lot of noise in the background, it seems. It must be on the French line. Okay, it seems to be better now. Thank you. So the experience in Marrakesh was a great success, and so the idea is to do the same thing. At this point, we don't have a finalized plan, but we are in the process of trying to figure out what we can do. And this time, the thought is to bring them into the conference, to bring them on site where we meet, where we will meet in Johannesburg. Of course, there are issues with room, with interpretation being available, with different conflicts in terms of the timing and so forth. But we will see what we can do. So the idea is that you attend that session on local community engagement, but if it's not possible, maybe you can attend the at-large session. That will be a session that we will do with the students, but of course, as I mentioned, we do have to figure out the logistical details. The other item I wanted to speak to is the social element of AFRELU, the showcase, as we call it. But I think that maybe we will change things a bit. It will still be a showcase, but it's also a networking event. So really it's an event where people meet, where eminent representatives of ICANN or the CEO are going to be able to take the floor. The chair of ALAC will also be able to take the floor and speak to the audience. Now, the other thing that will also occur is that we will sign an MOU with AFRINIC. We do already have an MOU, but it expired. And so we do need to sign a new one. And it will be signed during that social event. So it's a social event, but it's, a very pleasant, fun event during which people can have a drink and network, first listen to the presentations, but then discuss things amongst themselves and meet each other. There is another opportunity because there will be a cocktail right afterwards, and so our showcase will start in a room where all of the speeches will occur, anything official having to do with the showcase will occur, and then we will move to the cocktail, and during the cocktail we will continue networking, we will continue having drinks and so forth. Now, I would like to give the floor to Gisela so that she can give us a little bit more information about the showcase. Gisela, you have the floor. Gisela, are you there? No answer from Gisela, apparently. Okay. Maybe I said enough on that point. But the last point, the last activity, is the mentorship program. Everybody knows what I mean by that. It's basically helping up people, mentoring people. We have many ALSs within FLO, and even though everything is being explained and so forth, people still have questions. And I think that sometimes people hesitate to ask questions because we are a large group, there are many people there. People don't want to necessarily stand out with their questions. And so in order to help them, we decided to divide the ALSs in 7 smaller groups. There are about 5 to 6 people per group. The groups were made up of people of the same language, of cultures that were close, and we have mentors for each group. So on Adobe Connect, you should have a table. Could I please have the table? Yesen? So on the table, you will have the list of the representatives of the different ALSs with the language and with their mentors. There are 2 mentors per group and 7 small groups. Here you go. You can see the country. And then you have the name of the person, of the mentee. As you can see, the first group is only 4 people. The second group is 6 people. Next one, 5 people. Next one, 6 people. The fifth group is 4, then 5, then 6. And the last group is 4 people. As you can see, there are some differences between the groups. There are more English speakers than French speakers. So that's what we tried to do. We tried to make a group that was uniform. In some groups, you have less people. In others, you have more. It kind of depends on the language. We will put this table on the wiki page, the mentorship wiki page. I don't know if Gisela or Yeshim could post the link to that table in the Adobe Connect chat. So please do take the table with you so that you know who is in your group and also who the mentors are that you can talk to if you have questions. Any question is a good question. There are no bad questions. You can ask any question, even a personal question. Please do not hesitate to ask your mentor. They are there to help you. They can help you on a technical level. They can help you for non-at-large sessions that will be proposed to you. You'll be able to attend sessions that are not sessions from our community, because the thought is that you are exposed to other communities and how they work. So you can go to the GNSO, to the CCNSO, to the GAC, and so forth. So the idea is to help you have an overview of the meetings of those different constituencies so that you know how things work in those groups. And also so that you have a better idea of how work is done within ICANN, not just within At Large. And so when you go to those sessions, the mentors will be the ones to help you navigate things to show you where the rooms are and so forth. So your mentors really are the ones who will be able to help you for any activity that you do in Johannesburg. So that's for the last point, the last activity in Johannesburg. I think that I have said everything I wanted to say. I don't know if there are questions, Sylvia. We have a little bit over 20 minutes for questions, so please go ahead. Feel free to ask your questions now. So, again, there isn't any stupid question. Any question is a good question. When I first came to ICANN, I really came as an ignorant. I had no idea. I asked my questions. I had no problem doing that, and I obtained the answers that I needed. Michelle, you have the floor. Go ahead. Michelle? Michelle speaking. Yes. Hi, Tijani. Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for this very clear presentation in order to prepare for Johannesburg. My concern has to do with the General Assembly. I saw the list of speakers, and I don't know if it's on purpose, but there is nothing from the African representative, the Vice President of ICANN. Wouldn't it be important during that General Assembly for ALSs to know of the relationship with the African office? So that's my concern. As far as sponsorship or mentorship, if I remember correctly, when we prepared, we had decided to include certain persons that had a good understanding of AFRELO and how it works. Now, during the session, as I can tell, the groups have been made up. So what is the role of those people exactly? Can you please give me a little more information on that? Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Michelle. I see that Pierre is not here, and I didn't take care of the agenda, the different speeches and so forth as he's speaking. Can I please answer that question, Tijani? Yes. Yes, go ahead. Yes, please, Aziz, go ahead. I would love some help here with that question. Thank you very much, Aziz, as speaking. I just wanted to answer this question. Yes, it would be good for Pierre to actually answer this directly, but this is a temporary agenda. I did bring that up actually precisely to Pierre. Pierre is very involved in all of the African meetings. And I know that Yaovi and Bob are also very involved. He has always been involved in all of the African meetings, whether we hold meetings in different... Okay. Interpreter apologizes, but there's terrible background noises on Eddie's line, and he cannot be heard. Is it better? Yes, go ahead, so as he's speaking. So I just wanted to mention how disappointed I am for these webinars. Well, first, thank you for all of you. Thank you to all of you who are present. Thank you to the ones who came last time. But honestly, as a chair of AFRELO, if I was chair of AFRELO, I wouldn't want for this Johannesburg meeting to fail. I really hope, I really wish that people be there, be present to any session that we prepare. please do understand that this takes an incredible amount of time on my end. Sarah, Tijani are very involved. It takes a lot of time. And so we would be very, very disappointed if attendance is not where it should be and if we see that people are not interested. So this is the reason why we are having all of those webinars. The idea is that we identify exactly what you expect from this meeting. So the webinars are not just to inform you, but also to hear from you what you'd like or what you don't want, what you don't need. I think that it can be beneficial for all. This ICANN meeting will occur in Africa. There will be 46 representatives from the ALSs. ICANN paid for the ticket. ICANN paid for your hotel, for a per diem. And so I think that people really need to show that they're here to work. I do hope that this will be recorded, it will be recorded, and so I do hope that people who are not present in Johannesburg will listen. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. Michelle, you had a second question, and I must say I didn't exactly understand what you meant. Like, we chose not to include certain people in the mentorship program. That's what you said. So what do you mean by discussing that? Michelle speaking. No, I just found an answer. That's okay. I was reading the program and I understood. So forget my question. Thank you. Tijani speaking. Okay, good. Are there any other questions? Were there any other questions? Aisha, do you have any questions? Adam, perhaps you have any doubts? Excuse me, Tijani, can I ask a question? It's regarding the engagement and the participation of the local community. I remember we discussed the matter before and there had been confirmation that we had contacted local universities in order to get them to participate. Tijani speaking, yes. Thank you for your question. Exactly. We have already sent them our communications, we're in touch with them, and now we are trying to define their participation. There's been a proposal from a local university, from the local community, and they suggest that some activities take place simultaneously with certain ALAC meetings, so that's going to be a bit hard to manage. So, of course, we know we're going to have to make some compromises, but we're trying to minimize that. Okay, good. That's a secondary concern. Thank you, said Michelle. Tijani speaking. Any other questions? Okay, so, Mr. Chair, Aziz El Ali, since you weren't here for the introduction at first, perhaps you would like to take the floor? Excuse me. No, we have Bakari who's asking for the floor before you. Bakari, you can go ahead. Bakari, can you hear? Can you hear me? You can go ahead. Go ahead. We're not hearing you. Michelle speaking. I think there's an echo. That might be Bakari. I'm not sure who's speaking. Is his mic active? Tijani speaking. I think he put his hand down. Michelle speaking. No, he was trying to speak at a given time, but now it's over, I think. I have a last question, if you allow me, Tijani. Tijani speaking. Yes, go ahead. Michelle speaking. This is regarding the logistics and the T-shirts. that we will be distributing. Okay, Stefani, we're still working on the T-shirts. We're still organizing that. Michelle speaking. Okay. It seemed to me that it was very important that we have our T-shirts for the General Assembly. Tijani speaking, we're still working on it. Michelle speaking, okay, thank you very much. And as for the ones who are taking care of this, I'm not sure who it was. Who was it? Okay, so hang in there. Good luck. Thank you. I assume they must be in Nairobi right now? Tijani speaking, yes, they're over there. Michelle speaking, okay. Okay, so like I said, hang in there. Tijani speaking, okay, thank you. So, Bakari, did you wish to take the floor? If you still wish to speak, we can enable your mic. Let us know, and we'll try to make sure you get to speak. Yes, I see you raise your hand, so go ahead. You have the floor. Makari, you can go ahead. Can we please make sure his mic is enabled? Hello? Hello, we cannot hear you. Can the staff let me know why Bakari is not audible? He says he's speaking. That's what he says on the chat, but we cannot hear him. He might be muted. Okay, so Bakari is speaking English on the French channel. I'm going to repeat what he's saying. I hear you. If I may, I'm going to speak English on Adobe Connect. I'm sorry. I'm only on Adobe Connect. Tijani speaking. No, it's okay. You can go ahead. I hear you very well. Bakari speaking. Okay. Thank you, Tijani, for this work. It feels okay now. I've been listening to the discussion and what has been said. I apologize if I didn't understand everything that was said in French. My question is, Tijani is speaking. I don't hear you anymore.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Makari speaking. Can you hear me now? Tijani speaking. Yes. Now yes.
Now yes.
Now yes, I hear you.
Okay, now don't hear
it. But I don't hear anything now.
Hello.
Hello?
Okay.
Bakari? Hello? I don't hear anything.
Hello, Tijani, I can hear you.
Bakari is speaking. Hello, Tijani, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Tijani speaking, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, I hear you.
Makari speaking, yes, I hear you. Okay, so, as for the mentees, are you going to be meeting them in Joburg?
Can we start contacting them now?
Or can we start contacting them now as mentors? Can we contact mentors before Joburg? For discussion. Tijani speaking. Thank you for that question. Yes, we'll organize our groups in a manner that we'll start the contact between mentees and mentors before Johannesburg, so that the contact can start before Johannesburg and people can get to know each other beforehand. And perhaps also ask questions beforehand, so it will be done before Johannesburg. For that, we will need to send your Skype users. The quickest contact will be on Skype, but if you don't want to use Skype, you can give us your email address. So preferably Skype, but you can also give us your email address for contact, and that will be done before Johannesburg. Okay?
Thank you,
Tijani. Bakari speaking. Thank you, Tijani.
Okay.
Tijani speaking here. Okay. Suzanne is speaking. Are there any other questions? Yes, Shem, I see you raising your hand. You can go ahead.
Okay.
Suzanne is speaking. Yes, Shem, you have the floor. You can go ahead.
Hello, this is Shem speaking. Sorry, I was trying to unmute. So I just wanted to make a remark about speaking on different language channels. It's really important to use the relevant channel when speaking for the interpreters, for their translation, because when we speak in English on the French channel, unfortunately it cannot be interpreted to French. So when you are speaking in English, Tijani, on the French channel, the other participants who are listening to us on the French channel cannot understand what you have been saying. So just a small reminder. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Yashim, for reminding us of that. Unfortunately, we didn't have a choice because Bakari was only connected on Adobe Connect, which is connected to the French channel. So the only way to communicate with Bakari was to speak English on Adobe Connect, which was connected to the French channel. Otherwise, of course, we're always going to use French on Adobe Connect. And, of course,
if you
speak English on Adobe Connect, those who speak French
Please hold on.
There's an issue, though, because there are people who are raising their hands. I saw that Bakari wanted to take the floor, and we wanted to give him the possibility of speaking. So I'm going to ask the staff why we had an issue. I see that Bakari even provided us with a phone number. Why are we not calling him? Why is he still not connected to the bridge? What is going on? I think it's Michelle speaking. Tijani speaking. Hello? Who is this? Tijani speaking. Speaking English. Okay, we have someone. Yes, I hear you. Yes. Who is this?
Hello?
Michelle speaking. This is Michelle.
This is
speaking.
Okay,
yes, I got it. I got it now. I see that you're
trying to find
out who it is that's speaking.
I hear
that there's someone on the English channel who's asking for the floor. You can go ahead. Please state your name.
Hello?
Yes, please.
We are
listening to you. Yes, please.
Okay. All right. This is Kemweke. From the South African media. Please, mine is just an appeal. The letter inviting ALS to the to ICANN 59 should be well prepared. It should spell out the fact that ICANN or Asalo is sponsoring. Because if it's not, so it will even things up with the visa issues for us. If you spell it out that ICANN will be sponsoring the person or the structure to ICANN 59. It will help in a long way in making the visa issue easier for us. That's just what I want to say. Thank you.
Sorry, can you please start again, because there was a side conversation and we could not interpret everything you said. I just want to make sure that Tijani understands your question. Can you hear me? This is the interpreter speaking. Hello, this is the interpreter speaking. Whoever was just speaking and asking a question, can you please start over so that we repeat what you wanted to say in the French channel?
All right. What I want to... Mine is an appeal on the travel arrangement for invitees. The letter inviting participants sponsored by the At-Large Committee should be well thought out. It should read that At-Large is sponsoring. It will make visa issues easier for people like us coming from places like Nigeria and the rest. That's what I'm saying. The letter sent to us, or the letter from the local host, and ICANN does not spell out the fact that ICANN is, or At-Large is sponsoring. That's what I'm trying to say. If it is well spelled out that At-Large or ICANN is sponsoring the session, it makes things easier for the person to acquire a visa. That's what I'm trying to say. Hello? Hello?
Tijani speaking. Thank you very much for your question. To be honest, I cannot answer to your question because I didn't get the letter myself, even though I did ask to get one, but I couldn't get it. So all I can say is I'm not sure what is in the letter, so I'm not sure I can answer to your question. Now, Aziz, did you get the letter yourself? Can you answer to her question? Aziz speaking, yes, I can reply. I didn't exactly get what Ngem wanted to know. But when you fill in your application, your registration online, at a given moment, there's a question that asks whether someone, some constituency at ICANN, has funded or sponsored your travel to Johannesburg. If you said yes and then ALAC on the invite letter from ICANN that you will get, which is going to say that your stay in South Africa is going to be funded by ICANN. If these letters are generic, so if you don't click on yes, if you don't select that ALAC is funding your travel, you're going to get the regular generic letter that won't have any of those information. Now, I hope I have replied to your question, Kim. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. I'm not sure that was the question.
I did all that. I did all that.
Her question was regarding the local host letter. Aziz speaking. Okay, so as for the local host letter is very generic, and it is the same for everyone, whether or not they are sponsored by a constituency. The local host letter doesn't say anything regarding sponsorship. Tijani speaking. Okay, so the answer to your question, if you're speaking of, you are actually speaking about ICANN's letter, not the local host letter. The local host letter will not state whether or not you have received funds from anyone, whether or not you are sponsored by anyone. In turn, ICANN's letter does say that ICANN has sponsored your travel. That's natural. It's because that letter has to go through a process of visa application, and usually if people do not have someone funding their travel, they won't get a visa. So all that information is in the letter so that you are sure to get your visa. I hope we have answered to your question. Are there any other questions? Yes, Im, you're still raising your hand. Do you wish to take
No. Hello, I did answer yes. I clicked yes. Yes, twice. I've applied for that letter twice to ICANN.
Okay,
I did click yes. It didn't come with those specifications.
I'm sorry, I can't interpret everyone at once. Tijani is speaking. The number of people at this webinar was a bit shameful, I would say. I even contacted some people myself to invite them to participate at this webinar. And I did everything I could. We invited everyone officially, and we've even made personal efforts via personal means, personal addresses, to make sure everyone attends so that everyone can understand what is going to happen, how we're going to proceed in order to be more efficient. And unfortunately, there aren't many people who attend our meetings. I am sick myself, and I'm sorry for this. Gisela, you're asking for the floor. You can go ahead.
Yes, Tijani, thank you very much. I am speaking on the English channel as this is directed towards NKEM. NKEM, as I put in the Skype, in the Adobe Connect chat, I will be sending you an email and we will sort out this issue with constituency travel. We won't take any further time here as we don't have the answer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, the interpreters, firstly, and then thank you to a wonderful staff. They are wonderful people. We truly have very gifted people who are always there to help us. If only our ALSs could be as readily available and as active as our staff, it would be wonderful. Thank you all. Thank you to all those who attended this webinar. And I hope by the next webinar we will be more to participate and that you will be more active in Johannesburg as well so that our sessions can be more interesting for everyone. Thank you all. As he's speaking to Johnny, do not forget the next stages, the next steps. Tijani speaking. Okay, yes. So the next steps are, firstly, the next webinar. Okay, so first, actually, as regards mentorship, mentors will contact mentees, and the groups will virtually be formed and introduced so that mentees can ask questions to their mentors and mentors can get to meet their mentees. Secondly, there's going to be a third webinar on the Johannesburg program in general, not for those activities at ICANN 59. There's going to be the general schedule, so there's going to be the at-large schedule and then the schedule for all the other constituencies as well. Why would we deal with the overall schedule? Well, in order to show you what the activities are going to be so that you can start considering what will be discussed within the rest of at-larges of ICANN's constituencies so that you can ask your mentors to help you to see what is of interest to you. You can ask for your mentor to help you see if you would be interested in knowing what goes on within the GNSO, within the CCNSO, within the GAC, etc. So the third webinar is going to provide you with a clearer idea of the general schedule of ICANN at Johannesburg, in Johannesburg at the meeting, and to give you a chance to see where you wish to attend, where you wish to participate. So as you'll see, there are a number of things you will have to do from today until you get to Johannesburg. I hope you will all be ready before you travel to South Africa. I hope you will all have your visas and your airfare, your accommodation reservations, and I hope everything works smoothly. So I'm going to give it to the floor.
Yes, go ahead. Omar, you can go ahead. You have the floor. Omar?
Thank you.
We cannot hear you, Omar. Let's wait a little bit to see if we can hear Omar. This is the interpreter, still nothing from Omar. I think they're trying to get his line unmuted. As he's speaking. So as we're waiting for Omar to check the floor, I just wanted to add something to what Tijani said. The idea is to get to Johannesburg with an individual program for each person. So the idea is to have things prepared in such a way that the mentees communicate with their mentor what constituency they're interested in, what meeting they're interested in. There will also be capacity building sessions from 8 to 9. There will be the General Assembly, of course, local community engagement, different social events, and so forth. So those things will be common to everyone. But then there will be also group meetings. So, for example, on Tuesday from such a time to such a time, this group will go to this meeting. And so, as Tijani mentioned, the idea is to have an individualized program. So now, I don't know if Omar was able to get connected. If not, Tijani, I give you the floor so that you can close the meeting. Tijani speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. Now, we went way over the time. Unfortunately, Omar wasn't able to get to speak. There are several people who wanted to speak and who were not able to. I think it's a technical issue. I asked the staff to figure out what the problem was. We're not quite sure what happened. I know that Bakari sent his phone number twice, so I'm not sure what happened. That is an issue. That is an issue that we will need to solve, at least for the next webinar. So anytime, I'd like to thank the staff as well as the interpreters. I'd like to also thank all of you who were present today. Is Bakari able to speak now? Bakari? Bakari, we cannot hear you. Still no answer from him. Well, thank you all. I truly do apologize, Bakari, as well as Omar. I know you wanted to participate, but you were not able to for technical reasons. I do hope that those technical issues will be resolved for the next call. I think that we might hear him. Bakari, are you there? No, still not. Okay. Have a wonderful evening or rest of your day. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Bajugu, what are you guys doing outside? What are you doing outside? Where is the torchlight? Bajugu.